New York City, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to the Get Cash with Cash podcast with Cash Wayne Campbell. He's a top real estate broker, investor, and author. Real estate and entrepreneur content for you. We interview some of the top leaders worldwide. Here is Cash Wayne Campbell.
All right. Great afternoon, guys. Today is a very special show here on the Get Cash with Cash podcast. I appreciate all of you for tuning in all the time. As you join the live, please drop your city wherever you are watching from right now. Just drop your city in the comments as you're joining the live. Just drop your city in the comments as you are joining the live. All right, so today what we're going to be talking about is Dr. Martin Luther King. And today, as you know it, is the day that we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, right? For those of you, I know we have listeners from around the world. Those of you who don't know who Dr. Martin Luther King was, you know, he was a leader, a pioneer, and a civil rights activist, and many, many more, right? And today is the day that we recognize Dr. King for the contributions, all of the efforts he has put out to help in the advancement of Black people and minorities as a whole, right? Because we can't just narrow Dr. King's work to just a small group of people, right? We have to, it's a broad scope of work that he's done, you know, in the Black community, to advance our rights and also to help others in their journey towards their rights, right? So I want to talk specifically today, about Dr. King's last speech, all right? Also known as the mountaintop speech, the very last speech that Dr. King gave the night before he was actually assassinated. And before we go into the speech, I want to talk a little bit about Dr. King, right? Something I never understood as a child, right? You know, when you become a man and you start to realize that Dr. King didn't have to fight for us, right? And what do I mean by that? You know, Dr. King, at a very young age, you know, had a master's degree, grew up, you know, with both parents in the home, grew up with everything he needed in order to start a multi-million dollar corporation in that time. He had everything that, I wouldn't say he had everything, but he had the resources to do well in the 1950s, 1960s. He was very well educated. He had the resources. His father was a preacher. He had all the necessary resources to become very successful, right? But taking a look at Dr. King's life and understanding that he put all of that on a back seat. He put all of that in the back seat. He could have been a millionaire. He put all of that in the back seat to fight for the rights of Black people, to fight for the rights of people, right? He put all of those things, his educational background, all of those things he put on the back burner, because he could have said, hey, that's their problem. I'm well educated. I could go get a job in some top corporation. You know, I could live my life. That's their problem, right? He didn't have to deal with our problem. Or, you know, it was everybody's problem, right? But he didn't have to deal with the problem. He also had four young children, right? When we take a look at it, you know, think about it. I have two children, you know, and every day I believe Dr. King got up, he put his life on the line, in knowing that he may never come home to see those four children. That's dedication. I have two now, and it scares me just thinking about it. So he had four children and knew every day he walked out of his house, it was a risk and he may never come home, right? So let's keep it moving. Welcome. So welcome, everybody. Today we're diving into the proud, profound legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a beacon of hope for justice and equality, all right? So I want to talk specifically today about the last speech, I've Been to the Mountaintop. As we explore Dr. King's final address, I've Been to the Mountaintop, let's journey into the context and powerful message he shared on the eve of his tragic passing. This speech was more than words. It was a call to action, a plea for unity, and a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. Imagine the emotional impact on the audience as Dr. King passionately delivered his vision for a better world. You know, and in this speech, you can hear it, you can feel it, that Dr. King knew it was his last days, or it possibly was his last night. Right? He spoke about making it to the mountaintop. He spoke about, you know, making it to the mountaintop, the different vision, the vision that he saw, the dream. You know, he spoke about all these different things, but you could feel it in the speech that Dr. King knew that was his last speech, and he was okay with dying. You know what I mean? So that's what's so profound about that speech, is that Dr. King knew that was his last speech, and he was, you know, ready to die. You know, and what a lot of people don't know about the actual mountaintop speech, when he gave that speech, he was there to speak for a group of sanitation workers. And I want to really touch bases on that. He was there not to speak for big corporations, not to speak for Coca-Cola, not to speak for General Motors, but Dr. King was there that night, the last night, the last speech before he died. He was there to speak for a group of sanitation workers. And that really shows us the character. And at this time, he was huge. He was known around the world. He was huge. But he was there that night to speak for a group of sanitation workers, right? And I want you guys to really understand that. And one thing, if you guys are just tuning in, I'm talking about Dr. King's The Mountaintop speech, the last speech before he was assassinated. We're not going to use the word murdered. We're going to use the word assassinated. So Dr. King spoke about, you know, what the vision he saw for Black America during that time frame, right? Because you could hear in the speech, the tone starts to change, right? Because if you listen to Dr. King from 1960 to about 68 when he was murdered, the tone started to change, right? It was, he started to say, you know, I'm tired of marching. I'm tired of marching, right? He was now saying it's time to take action, right? And as we dive into the speech, Dr. King started to talk about economic changes. He's saying if they can't hear us no more, they can't hear, we're marching. If they can't hear us, being that we've been marching for so long and they're still ignoring us, it's time for economic impact. That's where they're really gonna hear us. So he said, you know, take your money out of such and such bank and put it into the black bank. Take your money out of the insurance companies. And tomorrow we're gonna go down to this insurance company and put the money in this insurance company. We're not gonna buy these brands. You know, so the speech was very impactful in that way, that it was getting ready to spark, I think, major economic change, right? So it's important to understand that. All right, now, Dr. King's vision was rooted in the principles of equality and justice. His words echoed the timeless pursuit of a society where every individual is treated with dignity. Through his calls for unity and solidarity, Dr. King painted a picture of a future where people of all backgrounds coexist in harmony. Okay? His legacy of love, nonviolence, and continues to inspire his generations, reminding us of the transformative power of compassion. Right? Another beautiful thing, you know, about Dr. King is that, you know, he fought for everybody, as I told you before. He fought for everybody, not just, you know, he was a minister, a Southern Baptist minister, but he lived by the principles of his religion. And his religion was to, his religion told him not to judge anybody based on religion, creed, sexual orientation. It was more of, you know, who the person was, the character. I remember one of his quotes saying, "The most segregated day in America is Sunday morning." I think between 8 and 12 is the most segregated, time in America, because everybody's going to a different church, right? So it's important for us to really understand Dr. King's legacy and be able to really have a discussion about that, right? You know, let's take a look. All right, let's bridge the gap between the past and the present by explaining how Dr. King's words resonate with today's social issues. Right. I think today, you know, a lot of the stuff that Dr. King was saying, the dream that he had, I think the dream has come together today more than ever, you know, where we're seeing, you know, all different races coming together, doing business together. You know, there is still a major part of this that has to be, you know, it's a continuing effort. You know, even though the dream has come true, there's still certain parts of this that still needs work. You know, as far as, you know, Black people sticking more together, you know, being able to work more together, right? I think that's more of Dr. King's vision, being able to go into the world and be able to compete in the workforce, understanding the spending power, not spending just on luxurious items, being able to work together as a community. And as we work, as we're able to work together more as a community, we're able to, you know, in the jobs and the services that we offer, we're able to also better service ourselves and also other communities as well, right? So it's very, very important that we are working together. Now, Now, you know, or now let's take a look at this, right? Now it's your turn. In the comments, share your thoughts and comments or questions that we foster during this dialogue on love, justice, and equality. Your voices matter, and together we can build a community committed to the principles of Dr. King that he held very dear. Feel free to engage with another, and let's wave a rich community together. All right. So, guys, I thank you for jumping on to this live today. I appreciate each and every one of you. So we're going to get ready to jump off and just stay tuned for future lives. All right. So I'm going to run this commercial, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap up.
I go out in New York City. This is Mr. Get Cash with Cash, your favorite real estate broker. Today, I'm here to talk to you guys about real estate. So right now, if you're paying rent in New York, you are paying a mortgage. The problem is you're not paying your mortgage. So if you're ready to buy a home right now, you can buy a house with as low as 3.5% down. So give me a call right now, 347-798-0826. And for those of you who would like to cash out, the market is hot. So if you're thinking about selling your house right now, give me a call, 347-798-0826. Call me, 347-798-0826.
To find out more on how you can buy a home, sell a home, or get started in real estate, call 347-569-5176. Email all questions and ideas for future podcasts to Cash with a K at CashWayneCampbell.com. Subscribe to our YouTube and follow us on social media at Get Cash with Cash. Thank you for listening to Get the Cash with Cash podcast.